stuff. I love the comedy and the social commentary of George Carlin. Someone go, huh? I especially like his routine about stuff. It's about how all the stuff you save is stuff, and the stuff that other people save is something different. He also talks about you get a house to put your stuff in, and then you get more stuff, and so you have to get a bigger house to put more stuff in. And then sometimes you go on vacation and you take a smaller version of your stuff. And then while you're on vacation, you might go for a shorter overnight somewhere and you take an even smaller version of your stuff, but you always have your stuff. Mr. Carlin was a funny, vulgar, brilliantly prophetic atheist. That's what I like to call him. Brilliantly prophetic atheist. How much stuff do you have? How much of your stuff do you hold on to simply because having more stuff makes you feel more secure and powerful? In today's reading, Jesus addresses stuff. Stay away from greed. Stop accumulating so much stuff. Focus on having a rich relationship with God. And the sum of your life is not measured by how much stuff you have. Stay away from greed. In our congregation, we have folks across the financial spectrum, from secure to not. What seems greedy to one may not seem at all greedy to another. So what is greed? It is not, as Gordon Gekko said, anybody see Wall Street, the movie? It was a long time ago. I think it was probably in black and white. No, it wasn't that long ago. But it is not, as Gordon Gekko said, good. The word translated as greed in today's reading is covetousness. It's wanting something enough that you're willing to get it by any means necessary, no matter who you step on or hurt or steal from or what laws you break in the process. It isn't wishing for something and working hard for it or even having much of something. It's the drive to get it by any means necessary, no matter how wrong. It's the drive to always be looking for the best deal at the expense of fairness and honesty. So stay away from that. Stop accumulating so much stuff. How much stuff is too much stuff? And I'm really not talking about the stacks of things that we save. Some collect old newspapers. Others stack boxes in their homes because they have trouble parting with some of the memories or worry that if they don't keep it, they'll miss it someday. A lot of us collect things. We have collections that we display of cool things that from a particular movie or a kind of a comic book or something, whatever it is. How many of you had a beer can collection when you were little? Come on. Right? We collected those and do you know where your beer can collection is now? It's not still on display, is it? No? We had all kinds of collections, coin collections, stamp collections. And I know that there's an accumulator in all of us. I'm using a kinder word. We accumulate things. Some have more trouble than others do with piles of stuff. But I don't think Jesus was talking about that. I know that stacks of stuff are stuff, but it seems that Jesus was talking about something more about ornamentation and the aura of power. Stop trying to make yourself look better with all your stuff. Stop getting bigger homes to store your precious works of art. Stop getting more and more because you want to show it off so that people will believe that you are better than you are. Stuff We all have stuff. We all have hobbies that result in those collections. And this is not a sermon designed to have someone go home and say to their partner or someone in their family, "The pastor said we should not have so much stuff. I think you should clean out your collection." If you go home and do that, that is not what I meant. Take inventory of why you have this stuff. Is your motivation related to greed or power? Does your stuff harm your relationships with others? Does the accumulation of stuff consume you and detract from living? Then maybe it's time to get rid of this stuff. But you decide for you. Don't decide for someone else. Focus on having a rich relationship with God. And if you want to get rid of the stuff, you can follow what's the Netflix show that Bless and Release, what was that? Come on, what's the name? The woman who tidied up everything, and it was always, you know, bless and release the things that you don't need and give it away or give it a new home. And I remember that she, I can't remember her name right now. Come on, if you come over there, just shout it out. Say it again. No, she was from Japan, I think. Wait. If it doesn't bring you joy, Marie Kondo, thank you. I thought someone said Chicago. Marie Kondo, if it doesn't bring you joy, bless it and release it. A little while after the show aired, it had been a few years and she had kids, and they came back and talked to her and said, "So how's it going?" She goes, "Well, I have kids now, and so it's really difficult to bless and release and to keep things tidy." It is. Sometimes it's hard to focus on having a rich relationship with God. But there's a translation, or it's more of a paraphrase of the Bible verse from today's reading. This is the Message translation. Jesus sums up the parable where the rich man kept accumulating stuff for himself, died, and didn't get to keep anything. And remember, I have heard it from people here, there is never a U-Haul behind a hearse. So you're not going to be able to take it with you ever. Jesus sums up the parable like this. He says, "That's what happens when you fill your barn with self and not with God." So fill your barn with God. I guess not in a literal sense. But instead of focusing on getting more and more stuff by any means necessary, focus on doing the things God wants. The things that make the world better. Focus on accumulating the things not to make you look more powerful, but to make the world better. Because the sum of your life is not measured by how much stuff you have. So what should the sum of your life be measured by? I'm not talking about trying to earn God's love or do anything to have a spot in heaven when you die. Eternity with God is, well, it isn't about anything we do or even who we are, because it's entirely about who God is and what God does. God's grace is unending. God's love is unconditional. I'm talking about what makes a good life. And now I'm going to go to another not obscure science fiction program, Doctor Who. Doctor Who fans, come on, come on. Here's something that one of the incarnations of Doctor Who said. It was Matt Smith, the actor, and it was in 2010, and it was the episode called Vincent and the Doctor, and Vincent van Gogh and the Doctor and Amy Pond had conversations, and that's how it went. And here's what the Doctor said. He said it to Amy a little bit after the encounter with Vincent, I think. "Life is a pile of good things and a pile of bad things. And the good things don't always soften the bad things. And inversely, the bad things cannot spoil the good things or make them unimportant." And if all you can do with your life is add to someone else's pile of good things, then that's a good life. Remember, I'm not talking about eternity here. I'm talking about, did you make the world a better place? If all you can do with your life is to add to someone's pile of good things, then that's a good life. That's more what I'm talking about. How does your life affect others? And yes, yourself. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to take care of our health. We need to take care of our entire system. But also, we're not solitary creatures. How does our life affect others? How much do you love? How generous are you? How much do you help? How hospitable are you? What do you advocate for? Who is important to you? Focus on these things because they are a great investment. Amen.